The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Paul Reiser later this hour. Joe Coy later today. I should say this morning. On the program, download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Patronize your advertisers.
All right, here to my point of tanking for Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me give you a list of Heisman-winning quarterbacks.
I blame Craig.
Yeah, you started this.
I'm going to stop it. That's not a story.
Now, the last 4 years, a quarterback has been the Heisman winner.
Yeah, they've been pretty good.
And the jury is still out on these guys. Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. They may win something.
You got to win a Super Bowl, though. I don't care how great your career is. You got to win Super Bowls. Yeah.
And then we had Marcus Mariota. He's kind of a bust.
He's a total bust.
Jameis Winston.
Bust.
Bust.
Johnny Manziel.
Big bust.
Robert Griffin III.
Bust.
Cam Newton, not looking good.
Yeah. He went to a Super Bowl. He had a good year.
Didn't win it.
No.
Sam, no, he's good. Some of these guys are good. Don't get me wrong. But
Sam Bradford.
Griffin would have been okay. He got hurt. Too
big early. Bust.
Tim Tebow.
Bust.
Oh, yeah.
Sucked from day one.
Troy Smith of Ohio State.
Totally Who? Forgot about that guy.
Yeah. Matt Leinart. Good broadcaster.
Yeah, he busted the NFL.
Jason White of Oklahoma. Right.
Didn't even make the league, did he?
Right. I don't think he did. Carson Palmer. Eric Crouch.
Palmer had a good career, no Super Bowl.
Crouch, in his defense, went in as a receiver.
Right.
You know, he's a hell of an athlete.
Chris Wankie.
Right.
Danny Werfel.
Right.
Charlie Ward.
Now.
Played basketball.
Yeah, good career in the NBA.
And all these guys' defenses, the Heisman Trophy is the best college football player. Not pro. Two different games.
Yeah.
So I always feel bad when we just said bust, but the bottom line is they were great football players, and sometimes college is the end of people's careers. In fact, most time it is.
Yep, looks like we have to go. Plunkett won a Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yes, with
All right.
the Raiders, yeah.
We have to go back to 1970 to find a Heisman-winning quarterback who went on to win a Super Bowl.
That's a long time.
I'd say Lamar.
That's a great stat.
Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow have a shot.
No, Burrow's with the Bengals. They suck.
Nah, I think they could build a good team around him.
Yeah, no, if you're a Bengal, no,
they could.
They have the worst front office in the league.
It's too early to say that he won't. He could.
Move on, Chris.
Kyler
please.
Murray fits the mold of the new quarterback, too, so I'm not counting him out yet either.
Well, I'm not counting anybody out, but call me when they win one. This year it's going to be Rodgers, Brady, Roethlisberger, or the Chiefs quarterback,
Mahomes,
who didn't win the Heisman either. But one of those four teams is going to win the Super Bowl. As of now, things can show up other ways. But I really and obviously you mentioned the Ravens have a really good team. So he's the only guy that has a chance to win the Super Bowl this year as a Heisman Trophy winner. Kyler Murray's not going to win the Heisman. He's not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
We're celebrating Vegetarian Month.
I blew that last night. Had turkey. Yeah, probably the night before I blew that, too.
And I'm glad to see you.
Go for it.
According to a new poll, don't let that scare you, Todd. According to a new poll, Kansas residents support legalizing the marijuana for adult use by a 3-1 margin.
So does Nebraska, but we have a doofus governor that won't let it on the ballot. Use his buddies to get off the ballot.
Almost 67% in favor of enacting the policy change, 22% opposed, and about 11% undecided. That represents a nearly 4 percentage point increase in support since voters were polled on the question last year in the same annual Kansas Speaks survey conducted by the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University.
They docked it good. They talked about, is that recreational? 3-1?
Legalizing marijuana for adult use.
Okay, that's recreational. Good.
Opposition has also dropped about 4 points since 2019. Now, Kansas lawmakers introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana during a short special session earlier this year, but it did die in committee.
So it's not on the ballot there?
Sorry.
No, it was not on the ballot.
Oh.
Not on the ballot here, Nick.
No, and certain legislators there in Kansas have indicated that they plan to pursue the reform again. For her part, the governor there backs the medical cannabis legislation.
She's a Democrat.
And she also says she'd be inclined to sign an adult use marijuana legalization bill if it arrived on her desk. She says that she doesn't personally have an ideology regarding it, but if people want it and the legislature passes it, whatever.
Exactly. Is it Big Pharma? Is that the reason all these red states, despite the will of the people, refuse to even look at this?
Jesus also.
That's some of it.
I mean, overwhelming majorities of people in red states just, they don't even want it on the ballot. They're scared of it being on the ballot because then they know it'll pass.
No, you mean overwhelming people in charge. It would have passed in Nebraska.
Oh, no, I'm saying if you let the will of the people
take over. You can't have that.
Well, some states do. Some states let the will of the people take over. They allow a vote on it.
Not this state.
But a lot of them don't. They don't even want to talk about it. Because who's against it? Who's against it that backs these politicians? Is it indeed Big Pharma?
I don't know. Big Pharma's a huge part of it, I'm sure. But just the right wing. Come on. It's not the Christian way to get high.
Yeah, here it's Tom Osborne and Big Pharma.
Thank you.
And I also think that it is human nature. Now, it's been a few years ago, but when Sanjay Gupta first made his flip to be okay with the medical marijuana, medical guy at CNN.
Right.
When he first did it, he said that he had always just been against marijuana.
Exactly.
It was just the way it was.
I saw that special.
And
he was a total skeptic
to
begin
three
with.
Yeah. That was the first of the three.
And then he came around.
But he decided to look into it himself.
Yeah.
And to actually, now then, what we are dealing with, I think in a lot of cases, is people that don't make that leap between, maybe I need to relook at this.
Oh,
but how old are these people, Craig? This isn't like this. Weed has been a part of the culture, of mainstream culture, since the mid-60s.
Yeah.
And before that, obviously. But
yeah.
I mean, it's a mainstream culture since the mid-60s.
Yeah, but the attitude has prevailed in the older white males.
Yeah, but the older white male was not an older white male back in the day. And by the way, screw medical marijuana. It should just be legally for recreational, too.
What is stopping them from just looking into it?
Well, alcohol.
Well, because they already know the answer.
Yeah.
You don't need to look into it if you already know the answer.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't like the answer.
No.
They like their answer.
Right, so they try to brush it off.
Just drink a lot of beer in a red Solo cup and get hammered and dry. That's better.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the state of Nebraska went out of their way to get it off the ballot. Because had it gone on the ballot, it probably would have passed.
And it would have passed overwhelmingly.
And it was medical. And they rolled up sick kids in front of these scumbags in Lincoln, they said no.
You said rolled up.
They did. I did say rolled up.
Let's roll some up.
Let's roll some up.
Nick's ears perked up there.
You did say roll. I meant to roll them up in wheelchairs, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I know what you meant.
Oh, I found the website.
You know why? Because you're a pothead.
Speaking of that, found the website that sells those T-shirts that you had on yesterday.
Is there a website? Yeah.
There's a website.
What did my T-shirt say yesterday?
It said, if you can read this, Pete Ricketts is a little bitch. And apparently there's a Pete Ricketts hate club.
Well, there is a bunch of them out there.
And they're an organized hate club, and they sell this T-shirt.
Right.
So I'll give it to you so you can post it up on Twitter. I don't want to put it on Facebook.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Morning, Nick. How you doing, bud?
Facebookers feel inclined to comment.
That's what sucks about Facebook.
Everything. I put up the photo I saw on the local news of a gas station in Lincoln that says Nebraska 42, Wisconsin scared.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pathetic. I sent it to you guys first. And I put it on Twitter with a comment, but I knew Facebook. I just left it on Facebook. I said, left without a comment, Facebook, do your thing. I haven't gone back to look at it.
111 comments.
In fairness to smart people like Nick and other somewhat smart Husker fans like Nick, because you might be smart in some way.
It's a low bar.
It's very low.
You realize that was disgusting. And that's just, and people, but I know a lot of people are saying, it's just a joke. Well, you know, 220,000 dead is not a joke, and it's a college football
game. Yeah, but
they're
still not buying into it. What if they said, turns out there's four guys on Wisconsin, they all have cancer. Do you think people will be more sympathetic? Because a lot of people don't believe in the virus.
Well, they still want to play them in football.
Yeah, because cancer's not contagious.
Right. Yeah.
And what's Wisconsin scared of? I don't know how many times in a row they've beaten Nebraska. That's a lot.
That's what I saw a lot of Husker fans, actually smart ones like yourself, said on there. What are they scared of?
Afraid of what?
They kick our ass.
Right.
Yeah, Nebraska should be happy they dodged a bullet.
They did.
Yeah.
What would the excuse be when you lose to Wisconsin and they're on their fourth-string quarterback?
But that story was couched around the business that Lincoln was going to lose this Saturday.
Well, that business is gone this year.
Well, first of all, that made me so mad. I'm thinking, that's a TV station. You didn't even say, are these kids in Wisconsin going to be okay? No, you said they went to a bar at Lincoln and said, that's going to hurt you Saturdays.
That should be your first concern. Oh,
it should be.
It's too bad.
A news station should be.
Too bad they contracted a deadly virus. I hope they're going to be all right.
I understand you want to watch your team play, but they're not going
to
play.
And then you go on to,
and nobody's going to win.
It's also too bad that we couldn't have seen a football game this weekend.
You can do both.
That should be number
two. Start with those kids.
That should be number two. Yes, I'm sad I didn't get to watch Wisconsin and Nebraska this weekend, too.
I'm relieved.
You should be. You're right. I think you're right.
Well, we had different intentions than you for that game, Nick.
I wanted to see 0-2. Uh-huh. You didn't. You wanted to see 1-1. I got it, Nick.
I would have been interested to see what the excuses would have been after
could have been decent.
Losing that. Yeah. Like, I guess we just missed it. Never just like, we missed a bunch of tackles and we can't score any points.
I turned on a local station yesterday to hear some sports, and they were saying they could bring up some other team to play on this weekend. The Big Ten should allow us to bring some other team up. I said, what? It's like 3 days from now. All right, Craig, what else is going on?
For what?
To kick their ass, get away.
In an empty stadium?
I guess, yeah.
Fun. Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Let's fly up and get our ass kicked if we're some Division II team or something.
Right, for the experience of playing in an empty Memorial Stadium?
That's a great point there, Nick.
You don't even get the greatest fans on earth.
No, you don't. You
What's
don't.
The point?
You don't.
Here's a story I missed.
I wish they would cancel the Penn State-Ohio State game because Ohio State's going to beat us. It's like they pounded the Huskers.
Should have done that story instead of Aaron Rodgers dispensing advice to the Vikings.
That was not a story. Keep going. Don't start it up again. I will turn it down. I will play some music. So go ahead, Craig. Give me your story.
One I missed?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Because I got the Aaron Rodgers one.
Yeah, I know. It's done. We did that.
You got it out there, and we had a too lengthy discussion.
Yes, we did.
Perfect. We should do that about more of these stories.
Yeah, we should, but not that one.
Story I missed, another retailer, Costco, is the latest pledging not to stock coconut products from Thai suppliers. In Thailand, they just call them suppliers.
Right.
Who have been accused of using monkeys as forced labor.
Whoa, I didn't know that monkeys...
See, it's a story I missed.
Yeah.
Because Costco is just the latest saying they're not going to do this. Costco follows Walgreens, Food Lion, Giant Food, Stop and Shop, who've also stopped stocking brands of coconut milk, including Chowco, after PETA alleged that monkeys in Thailand are picking coconuts.
Here we come.
Picking coconuts.
Now, listen, I want to ask you this, though. How do they force them to pick coconuts. And by the way, isn't that just fun for a monkey to pull stuff?
Well, no. An investigation found the monkeys can pick around 400 coconuts a day while in chains and then confined to cages.
Oh, that's what you can't do. I thought you let them loose in the field and they came back.
Yeah,
with a
I thought they were free range monkeys.
Right. They're not just out there having some fun.
Well, that's the reason.
Then. That's a problem. I was going to ask how do they get them to show up on time, but they're in a cage.
Yeah. How do you train them?
Yeah. Well, you put them in chains and put them in a cage.
Oh, that's different.
Well, that's wrong. Here we come.
Do they at least give him a smoke break?
Now, PETA has been pushing stores to stop selling monkey-harvested coconut milk since 2019.
Yeah, that's
you see how we missed this story.
Yeah, we totally missed it. That's interesting, though. I mean,
see, if they would have been humane about it, that would have been great marketing. Here's coconut.
Well,
unless you take Kent Stein, you're taking away jobs from other people.
It's harvested by monkeys.
Well, okay, but Kent Stein, PETA's corporate responsibility officer, said that the Tourism Authority of Thailand website promotes monkey labor.
Oh,
so yes, Todd, it is a selling point. Apparently,
yeah, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah, but don't you think that's human nature? If this company could hire 5 monkeys to do our job.
They did.
They would. They would do it in a minute.
Yeah.
Look around.
Yeah.
Now, PETA lists on its website coconut milk products that it says don't involve forced monkey labor. And, you know, this is one of the times
monkey labor.
This is one of those times where I got to be on board with PETA on this one.
I am totally on board with them. I mean, I thought maybe they have a bunch of trees and they let the monkeys go out there and they just kind of do that because that's what monkeys do.
Right, and then somebody comes along and picks up the coconuts that the monkeys are throwing at each other.
Right.
Yeah, if they're having fun. Yeah, but if they're
They get treats for how many coconuts they pull, but no, chained up and making them work and no smoke break. Nick's right.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's a horrible working condition.
Right.
If it would suck to go into an interview and it's you and a monkey sitting across from each other, he's just throwing turds, and you still don't get the job.
Yeah, but there's some jobs that monkeys are better qualified for than I.
Like throwing turds.
Climbing trees.
Yeah.
You know what's sad, though? If they did this to humans, this probably wouldn't have made it to the forefront.
Oh, no. We cage humans here, by the way.
Yeah.
Little brown kids are caged and never going to see their parents again.
What part of illegal do you not understand?
They caged kids.
Yeah.
And if they were white kids, they wouldn't be in cages.
They're illegal. You don't understand.
If they were white kids, they wouldn't be in cages. We all know that.
Forced monkey labor.
Yeah,
I had no idea that was a thing.
Me neither.
Just chain up monkeys and have them go pick coconuts? It's like diabolical and ingenious all at the same time.
They're pretty human-like, man. They can do a lot of things.
I wonder how long it takes to train them before it's like, oh, no, I guess every day I just have to go pull these coconuts or I'm going to get beaten.
When you say pull those coconuts.
Khloe Kardashian has recovered from the coronavirus. A new preview came out yesterday featuring testimonials from Khloe's sister Kim and her mom Chris. The clip also featured Khloe talking about her battle with the virus, saying it was really bad for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Is this the first time hearing about this?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday too.
Yeah, it just came out.
She didn't say it when it happened.
Did she not go to the island with the rest of Kim's group?
By the way, she's getting drug across the coals, and she should have.
Yeah,
we mentioned that yesterday. If you're going to do that, okay, do it. But to brag about it,
maybe not humbly brag about it.
I realize other people can't do this, but I did it.
Yeah, too bad my sister can't come.
She got the COVID.
She got the virus.
The timing was not an accident.
No,
sorry, Khloe, we're out of here.
Yeah, they should have
just tone deaf.
Just let Khloe have the island for a couple weeks until she recovered.
It's surprising she has time to do that during the middle of her husband's presidential campaign.
He is kicking
Good
ass.
Good point. She should be on the campaign trail. Yeah.
She should be.
German police broke up a 600-person...
Yeah, they call it police.
Open-air fetish party.
Oh.
Open-air.
Kinky.
Well, they couldn't do it inside.
Like it would stink too much.
Yeah
it'd be dangerous.
Because it was illegal thanks to the COVID.
Yeah, close the door, you're letting the stank out.
Many of the 600 were not wearing masks or following the COVID-19 distancing precautions.
That's fake.
The club argued that the party had stayed well below the 5,000-person government-mandated maximum for outdoor events. Oh, they say that they were outdoor, not indoor. They also claimed that the event just served as a meeting point for the community.
They say
they find it reprehensible to declare it a fetish party. It was just a meeting point for the fetish community.
Why don't you just call it a protest?
Sorry I ruined your outdoor fetish party.
They wore masks in the protest, so if I have to type that in one more time, somebody's Facebook page, it'll be too many.
Yeah, but they weren't at the outdoor fetish party.
Nope. You wear a gimp mask there.
No, that's got it. Yeah, a gimp mask. And there's a hole in a gimp mask. Supposed to tell you that.
and I'm guessing they were closer than 6 feet.
Right, and the ball gag.
Because you kind of have to be.
It actually zips open that hole. Right. Yeah.
The ball gag doesn't cover your nose.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
If they made a ball gag that, you know, reached up to your nose.
Well, then it's just called a clown nose.
Then that might be COVID safe.
Apista. Paul Reiser when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.